If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yesterday was the first full day the Texas legislators, the Democrats, were hiding away. I put hiding in quotes because we see them on TV sure an awful lot. Hiding away to not have to take the vote, or actually to prevent a vote entirely in the Texas State House about some new maps that the Republicans passed through a panel that would add 5 seats to the total of their Republican cadre of folks out of Texas. You all know the story by now. It's day number 2 now, and they're still chatting about it. And Rick Pearson, great, of course, for the Chicago Tribune. Rick, I'm wondering where this story kind of goes from here, because we're kind of stuck in neutral now, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be that way all the way through till the 19th of August, because that's when the special session that Texas Governor Greg Abbott called to consider the new congressional map. That's when that special session expires. So then the question becomes, does he call for another special session? And then what do the House Democrats who are here, do they stay or what do they do?
Yeah, I wonder. And maybe we're just too early yet to figure out whether they go back to Texas after the special session, risk, I don't know what the consequences could be if they happen to be there and a special session is sprung out of surprise, I don't know, the next day, a couple days later, and then maybe they're not able to mobilize as quickly. Suffice to say, they're probably game planning all this out as they did for this plan.
Oh, yeah. And this is not the first time that the Texas House Democrats have basically done a walkout and gone to another state to avoid a vote of being backed by Republicans. But the last time was that kind of the unity sort of crumbled and enough Democrats returned to Austin to allow the quorum call that allows business to be conducted.
I asked Representative Barbara Gervin Hawkins yesterday on the show who's paying for this, and she didn't answer. And then I kind of asked, have you heard anything from Governor Pritzker about him, you know, just winking a nod, telling them, hey, look, everything's going to be covered. Do we have any more idea about what's happening there? I know that's not the biggest part of the story, but I do think it is an important part of the story.
Sure. And I mean, we do know that, you know, even in the weeks before this took place, that Democratic members of the Texas congressional delegation were contacting their donor base about donating funds to help cover costs. And Pritzker has said he is not, as of now. But there are plenty of donors. They're estimating that their costs are about $1 million a month. So this will be like a kind of a 3-week through the 19th kind of adventure. But there's no shortage of Democratic donors that would cover their costs. But Abbott, the Texas governor, is alluding to the fact that if they get any kind of payment, he will try to charge them with a felony bribery as a quid pro quo for not showing up in Austin to the legislature. That's kind of a far reach of what the bribery statutes are.
I tried to get an answer out of Representative Gervin Hawkins about the, I don't know, I think there is some hypocrisy to, and it's not the same thing. I understand calling for a mid-cycle redistricting is not the same as gerrymandering at the normal time of the census. But regardless, I asked her about the sort of implied hypocrisy of coming to the most democratically gerrymandered state trying to argue against gerrymandering. Has anyone asked about, I'm sure others have asked them similar questions in these press conferences. I don't know if we're getting a more succinct answer.
Well, actually, I think one of the best quotes to come out of this whole fiasco was actually from Texas Governor Abbott, who said that going to Illinois to protest gerrymandering is like going to Wisconsin to protest cheese. So, you know, yes. And when you look at how the map that Illinois did, and it's universally regarded as one of the, if not the most, one of the most gerrymandered in the country, for the ability to squeeze out of 17 districts, to squeeze out 14 Democrats and kind of pack in 3 Republicans. And that's why, you know, despite this talk of other states trying to counter, Democratic states trying to counter the Texas Republicans, and Pritzker has left the door open, it would be mightily hard to try to squeeze one more Democrat out of the way that they had done this map and packed the Republicans in.
I've seen, they have to be joke maps. There's no way they would seriously consider but 17 Dem to zero Republican maps, but Chatham would be in the same district as Carbondale, and there'd almost be no way to politically, it would be an expenditure of a lot of political capital for state reps who are in more moderate districts to take a vote like that. And I feel like, and you kind of led me to my next question, is it even worth, is the juice worth the squeeze for Democrats in Illinois to try and make this a 15-2 map? Or are Democrats really hanging their hat on California, New York, potentially a couple other places to even the score if Republicans in Texas do this?
Yeah, I think definitely California and New York, because in Illinois, too, you have issues, and I've seen those joke maps, too, that just run straight lines from the top of the state to the bottom of the state. And you, frankly, they are joke maps because you have issues like federal voting rights concerns regarding racial and ethnic minorities that can't be, you know, divvied up or blocked, and that's why it's virtually impossible to do it in Illinois. But in New York, where Governor Hochul's talking about doing it, there's issues there because they have their maps done by an independent commission, you know, seeking to have less politically influenced maps. She would have to get rid of that. And there's even some question of whether they'd need a constitutional amendment to go forward with a redistricting plan. California appears to be kind of the cleanest shot. And Gavin Newsom has already, you know, reportedly has a map that would draw five Democratic districts and pull out, flip them from Republicans.
I'm sure there's a website I can bet on this at, Rick, but I won't do that. I can't imagine Governor Abbott does not call another special session 2 weeks later. I don't think he's not going to take egg on his face for this just 2 week jaunt. I feel like this story is going to extend well into the rest of this year, if not into next year.
Absolutely right. And you know, the question is, you know, where goes the end game here? And because, I mean, look at, I mean, the political calendar is ticking right now here in Illinois. Today is the first day for candidates to go out and solicit petition signatures for the March 17th primary ballot already this early. So you've got the political calendar going on. I mean, it's really, I just see this kind of going on in perpetuity.
Yes.
I almost wonder if it goes into the 2026 elections down in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, it really could. They're going to, I think, stand their ground as best they can, and we'll see what happens next. Rick, I appreciate you bringing this down. A lot of what ifs, but that's all we got right now. As always, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's Rick Pearson. He was the right man to call for this.